Well, it's lovely to be together this morning as we worship on this special Sunday of Christ the King. And if you were here right at the beginning of our conversation, you'll know that we've got extra Bible readings in this morning because I couldn't decide which to leave out. So we've got a double quantity: Psalm, Epistle, Old Testament, New Testament, you name it, we've got it. And I could have added one more, but I didn't. So welcome as we worship together this morning. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of the age that is passing away, may the glory of your kingdom surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect the light of your glory this day, and so be made ready to come into your presence. Amen. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Lord, we come to worship you, the firstborn of all creation. For in you and for you, all things in heaven and on earth were created. You are the head of the church. May we give you first place in everything. We worship you, our King and our Lord. We worship you. Come, let us return to the Lord and say, and we say together, Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Have mercy on us, deliver us from judgment, bind up our wounds and revive us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of all, your Son brought hope to a dying thief and assured him of a place in your kingdom, honouring his honesty. Thank you for showing us that you meet us where we are, drawing out the best from us even when we are at our worst. Help us to change our thinking and our attitudes, to acknowledge the cost of forgiveness and to give our all to you and those around us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And this morning we have our Psalm 46. Do please join in with the words in bold. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains tremble in the heart of the sea, though the waters rage and swell, and though the mountains quake at the towering seas. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the dwelling of the Most High. God is in her, in the midst of her. Therefore shall she not be moved. God shall help her at the break of day. The nations are in uproar, and the kingdoms are shaken. But God utters his voice, and the earth shall melt away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come and behold the works of the Lord. What destruction he has wrought upon the earth. He makes wars to cease in all the world. He shatters the bow and snaps the spear and burns the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. God of Jacob, when the earth shakes and the nations are in uproar, speak and let the storm be still through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Julie's going to bring our Old Testament reading to us.
First reading is taken from Jeremiah 23, verses 1 to 6. What sorrow awaits the leaders of my people, the shepherds of my sheep, for they have destroyed and scattered the very ones they were expected to care for, says the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to these shepherds. Instead of caring for my flock and leading them to safety, you have deserted them and driven them to destruction. Now I will pour out judgment on you for the evil you have done to them. But I will gather together the remnant of my flock from the countries where I have driven them. I will bring them back to their own sheepfold, and they will be fruitful and increase in number. Then I will appoint responsible shepherds who will care for them. And they will never be afraid again. Not a single one will be lost or missing. I, the Lord, have spoken. For the time is coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous descendant from the King David's line. He will be a king who rules with wisdom. He will do what is just and right throughout the land, and this will be his name. The Lord is our righteousness. In that day, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety.
And we say together, gently whispering God, as we gather today, silence our loud and churning thoughts. Help us to let go of distractions so we may sit here peacefully with you, our God and King. Amen. And now, Julie, for the epistle.
For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him. And for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
Thanks
be to
be to
God.
God. And our canticle this morning, our words taken from Philippians chapter 2, a song of Christ's glory. Christ Jesus was in the form of God, but he did not cling to equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in our human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And Julie's going to bring us our gospel reading.
Gospel reading is taken from Luke 23, verses 33 to 43. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
Thanks
be to
be to
God.
God. For those of us who are either Roman Catholics or Protestants who follow the Revised Common Lectionary, this is the last Sunday of the church year, and we celebrate Christ the King. Pope Pius XI introduced the feast in 1925, so it is a relative newcomer. Before we move into Advent, we finish the year acknowledging that Christ is King over all the world for now and through to eternity. So, what do we think of when we talk of kings? Our current one, the kings of history? What kind of thoughts or feelings does it bring up? For many people today, the language of kingship is outmoded and for some offensive. The metaphor feels irrelevant for most of the world that don't live under a monarchy. And we're rightly repulsed at how the reigns of kings meant a reign of terror for many subjects, massive wealth and power attained by cruelty and exploitation, which was then passed on by birthright to people who did nothing to deserve it. Human kings have rarely shone with justice and the appropriate exercise of power. Maybe that's why, in some quarters, there is a refusal to use the vocabulary of kingship, because Jesus was the very opposite of our image of a human king. He didn't misuse or abuse power. And yet, Jesus was put to death precisely for being a king. That is what was written on the board beside the cross. It is Jesus' political claims that upset people the most, so much so he was condemned by the might of the Roman Empire. Civic-minded Romans accused the early believers of incitement to rebellion because of the overt political implications of their confession of another king and a kingdom of God, and that their citizenship was in heaven. If Jesus is Lord and King, then allegiance to him is absolute and unconditional. Political dissent then follows. Caesar, Herod, Pharaoh, Pilate are not lords, and at best, our allegiance to them is relative and conditional. At worst, they are powers to be deposed. In our gospel reading, part of Luke 23, Jesus has been dragged to the Roman governor's palace for three reasons, all of them political. This is what was said. We found this fellow subverting the nation, opposing payment of taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king. Jesus died as a politically dangerous criminal, which meant that his followers were dangerous citizens. Pilate met the angry mob outside the praetorium, then grilled Jesus alone back inside. Are you the king of the Jews? My kingdom is not of this world, Jesus replied. My kingdom is from another place. You are a king, then, mocked Pilate. Yes, you are right in saying that I am a king. Pilate went back outside, declared that Jesus was innocent, then had his soldiers beat, flog, and humiliate him with purple robes and a crown of thorns. Oh, hail, O King of the Jews, they mocked. Back outside, the mob hounded Pilate. If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar. Pilate found himself trapped between angering the mob and betraying his emperor. He caved in. Here is your king. Shall I crucify your king? We have no king but Caesar, they replied. Pilate insulted the Jews one last time by fastening a notice to the cross written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek, which he knew would offend them. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. They objected, of course. Don't write King of the Jews. Write, but this man claimed to be King of the Jews. But it was too late. What I have written, said Pilate. With his mockery of the Jews, Pilate wrote much more than he ever could have imagined. Later, believers would worship Jesus not only as King of the Jews, but also as the King of Kings, the King of the Ages, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. If the language of kingship offends us, the epistle to the Colossians this week goes to an even deeper place. It seems like the church at Colossae faced a mishmash of different spiritual teachings. All these, Paul says, are a mere shadow compared to the reality that we experience in Jesus Christ. Jesus wasn't just the son of a carpenter, Paul says. He wasn't just an itinerant rabbi or a rogue king who angered Rome. He's not even merely the head of the church. Yes, he is all these things, but he's far, far more. The passage from Colossians, which might have been an early hymn, makes the language of kingship look pale and puny by comparison. For Paul, Jesus is the Lord of all creation and the Lord of the cosmos, whether things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. The other readings this week complement this picture of Christ, King of the Jews and the Lord of the cosmos. Our reading from Jeremiah tells us that he is the one who gathers rather than scatters. Instead of waging war, he makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Psalm 46 tells us that God is our refuge and our strength. And Jesus is the King who welcomes criminals into paradise, as Luke tells us in his gospel. In the mission and message of Jesus, Paul says that God will reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Peace and reconciliation for all of creation, not domination and exploitation, thus characterize the reign of Christ the King. As Paul wrote to the Colossians, this is the gospel that you have heard and that has been proclaimed to every nation under heaven. To talk of Jesus as King is to say that Jesus has a claim over the whole of our lives, how we organize ourselves as human beings, politically, socially, and economically. Jesus calls us to live in radically new ways that are different from the world around us. Jesus calls us to love one another. He calls us to share what we have. He calls us to look after the vulnerable, the poor, the widow, the orphan, and the stranger. We are called to reflect the life of Jesus himself. When we declare that Jesus is King, we are saying that our faith in Jesus is not private and it's not just personal. Our faith is about the kingdom of God, how we live with one another and the wider creation. When we take a step of faith, when we are baptized, we step into an alternative kingdom, one that is ruled by justice, love, mercy, and grace. We choose to belong to a community with different rules, with a different purpose. When we proclaim Jesus is King, well, it's life-changing. It's enormous. On the cross, Jesus took upon himself all the twisted notions that human beings have of justice and mercy and salvation. He changed things from within. He embraced our grief, our pain, and our sinfulness. He stands in solidarity with us. He understands oppressors, robbers, criminals, sinners, you and me. The whole of humanity is embraced on the cross. At the crucifixion, which in so many ways represents the folly of humanity, the crucifixion turns foolishness into a glorious declaration of God's grace and challenges us to rethink what it means to belong to the kingdom of God. This is the message of Christ the King. Let us continue to work and pray for justice. May we have the grace to embrace those in need, and may we rejoice in the knowledge that we are loved and cherished by God and by his Son, Jesus Christ, the King.
Amen.
Julie is going to lead us in our prayers.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we bow before you as Christ the King. We exalt you as our Lord. We can do nothing other than come in humility and thankfulness for all that you are and all that you did for us. As you call us to follow you, give us the courage to count the cost and remain faithful to you. Jesus, we exalt you as Lord and King. We bow
We bow
before
before
you
you and
and
offer
offer
you.
you our lives. Lord, we pray for King Charles. We ask that you will give him wisdom, strength, and humility. We pray also for Keir Starmer and his cabinet. We ask that they too will make wise decisions and policies that are designed to prosper those in our country who are facing real difficulty. Give them the courage to make compassionate decisions, even if those decisions are costly. Jesus, we exalt you as Lord and King. We bow before you and offer you our lives. Lord Jesus, Christ the King, we pray for the leaders in our world who do not acknowledge you. We dare to pray big prayers, asking that these leaders will somehow be challenged by who you are, that they will see the truth and turn to kneel before you. We pray for all those Christians in countries where following you is not safe. We thank you for their courage and silent witness. We ask that you will give them your peace and strength to remain steadfast. Jesus, we exalt you as Lord and King. We bow before you and offer you our lives. Lord Jesus, King of Kings, we lift our nation to you. We pray for all those who are really struggling with the cost of living, who are afraid that they may not be able to make ends meet. We pray for our local services, our food banks, GP surgeries, warm places, Citizens Advice Bureau, that they will offer compassionate assistance to all who need it. Help your church to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. Jesus, we exalt you as Lord and King. We bow before you and offer you our lives. Lord, we pray that you will be the compassionate King to all those we know who need your comforting presence at this time. We pray for those we know who are sick, sad, or struggling with their mental health, thinking especially of Steph, Jack, Rosemary, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, John, Tom, Margaret, Elizabeth, Joy, David, Tony, Anne, Julie, Herbert, Ali, Brian, Gilbert, Alison, Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, Tiverton Hospital. Be close to them and enfold them in your loving arms, we pray. We remember all who are lonely or housebound, single parents desperate for an adult to talk to, the homeless, or those struggling to care for family members. Lord, give us eyes and ears to see these people in our community and to bring your love to them. And this morning, we pray for all those grieving the loss of a loved one, especially the family and friends of Chris Whitehead, Betty Steed, Cynthia Windsor, Arthur Henson, Eric Bolton. Jesus, we exalt you as Lord and King. We bow before you and offer you our lives. Lord Jesus, exalted King, we praise you for all that you did for us. We rejoice that you were willing to exchange your crown of glory for a crown of thorns. We thank you for humbling yourself to become one of us. We will never truly know the cost of your sacrifice, but we bow before you in gratitude. Give us the strength to keep faithful to you. As we go forward into the coming week, go before us and encourage us to keep close to you. Help us to be true servants of the King, we pray. When we are faced with hard decisions, help us to seek your face before we act. Help us to stop and think whenever we are tempted to behave in ways that do not honour you. When we are tempted to be unkind, to say wrong things, to waste our resources. Give us the courage to stand up for you, for who you are, whatever the cost to us. You gave your all for us, so help us to give our all for you. Jesus, we exalt you as Lord and King. We bow before you and offer you our lives. Amen.
And the collect for the day. Eternal Father, whose Son Jesus Christ ascended to the throne of heaven that he might rule over all things as Lord and King, keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our King, make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us, and those we love and pray for, today and always. Amen. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Julie. You've earned your money this morning. A bumper read. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Julie.
Steph.
Thank you, Steph.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you
Bye,
both.
Steph. Thank you, Julie. Thank
Have
you,
a good
Steph.
week
Thank
ahead.
you.
Hope to see you soon.
Hope you're warm
Yeah.
up, Liz.
You
Lots
too.
of,
Thank you.
yeah,
Hope
hope
you
you've
all have
managed.
a good week.
Yeah, don't
Thank
freeze,
you.
Liz.
I'll try not to.
Bye, Steph.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God
Bye.
bless
Good to see you
everyone.
all. Have a good
Bye.
day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.